We all know that working in a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with a simple and ambitious goal to pioneer a better way of working. Posting a job on Upwork is easy with no cost to join. You can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Upwork makes the entire process easier, simpler, and more affordable with industry-low fees. Post a job today and hire tomorrow with Upwork. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that. Also, the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Down in Alabama, muddy Mississippi, swampy Louisiana, hold it down from Texas to Missouri, from the Arkansas.
Network. He covers Ole Miss athletics. Brad, what's the feeling like down in Oxford about this game this weekend?
Well, I think a lot of people, Matt, first of all, thanks for having me on. Yeah. A lot of people are kind of wondering if it will be kind of the same thing that happened last year, and I think most people believe it will not. I mean, you look at what Arkansas did last week against Arkansas State, and of course, their first game of the year. The way that Taylen Green has looked at quarterback under that Bobby Petrino offense, and honestly, Matt, one of the few quarterbacks coming back in the same system in the SEC, and not a lot of quarterbacks can say that are starters. So I think it'll be much different than we saw last year in Fayetteville. The good news for Ole Miss is the defense is looking much better than people thought. It's coming together under defense coordinator Pete Golding. And I think Xavier Harris is making a lot of money at defensive tackle. He looked really good, looks the part. And then Sundarian Perkins, the outside linebacker, along with T.J. Goddery, really, really good focal points. Wide receiver room looks good. Question marks on the offensive line. Running backs look good. We saw Kawan Lacy really put some things together the last couple of weeks since leading the conference in rushing. But the question, I think, honestly, is the question we didn't think we would have going into the season, and that's with quarterback Austin Simmons. He looked rough in the early going against Georgia State, and we all saw the first two drives led to 10 Kentucky points, kind of spotted the Wildcats a 10-0 lead by two interceptions. Didn't protect the football, kind of, you know, did not go through his progressions, kind of zeroed in on receivers, and we could talk about a bad snap here or there, but those throws were rushed. And I do think there's a cause of concern for Ole Miss fans. Although it looked better in the second half, I think leaning on Kawan Lacy probably is going to help him with that. But there are definitely causes of concern. And I don't know what the point spread is right now. I saw it somewhere around 8 or 9, but I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I have no idea what to expect kind of going into the weekend, because I think both these teams are much different than they were last year when they played.
Is Simmons hurt?
I don't think so. I think he had a little bit of a roll-up of an ankle, maybe a little bit of a knee, but was helped off the field, Matt, as you guys saw that watched the game, and we thought it would be pretty severe. The television guys, I would later learn after the text, is that they were saying it was an ankle. It's what the sideline reporter was reporting. He would come back into the game. We asked Lane on Monday at the press conference, is Austin Simmons injured? And he said he's not. He could have come back into the game. Trinidad Chambliss, a transfer quarterback out of Ferris State, came into the game, won a national championship last year, and is going to be a part of the offense. Lane mentioned that was the plan, to play him. But obviously, we would see Simmons come back into the game at the end of the game, but it was just to take a knee and to hand it off a couple of times. So judging by Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, there's no injury to Austin Simmons.
30-23, Ole Miss beat Kentucky last weekend. What did you learn about the team?
I think more than anything is adversity. And Lane talked about he wanted this team to go through adversity, to try to learn from it, mainly from the quarterback position. I think, you know, not speaking for Lane at all, but I think the defense got to learn from adversity as well. Being thrown in the fire, down 7-0, down 10-0, just like that, and to be able to come off and to limit Kentucky. And then the offense kind of got things going behind Kawan Lacy, and then, wow, Trey Wallace, the wide receiver for Ole Miss, has been a very, very important part of this offense, whether it's running the speed sweep or catching the ball down the field. A lot of those passes, Matt, were underthrows. He had to go up and get the football. So I think adversity is key. You know, one stat I'll throw at you, Matt, is this team was 0-3 in one-score games last year. The year before, Ole Miss won 10 games and went to the Peach Bowl, Ole Miss was 4-0. They won all their close games. Their losses were blowouts. Last year, the losses were very, very tight. So they started the year off 1-0 and in one-score games. They would eventually, you know, I think that's a little bit of a misnomer. It was stretched to 10 before Kentucky kicked the late field goal. But in any event, they're still 1-0 in one-score games. And I think adversity is key. Seeing early adversity, because last year, man, you saw the team. You saw they started with 4 cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And this year, they do not. I mean, you know, say what you want about Kentucky. I mean, I think there's an argument they're probably the poorest team in the SEC. But anytime you go on the road early in the year, the crowd was a factor early on, especially when they being Kentucky, was up 10-0, played a factor in the game. So there was some adversity there. Ole Miss overcame it and then won the game.
Hey, football fans, this is Solomon Wilcots. And if there's one thing I know besides the game, it's great steaks. That's why I go with Heartland Steak Company Premier Midwest Raised Beef, delivered straight to your door. When the steaks arrived at my door, I opened the cooler to find they were individually wrapped. So I was able to throw 2 or 3 on the grill while putting the others in the fridge until later. Right now, Heartland Steak Company is giving my listeners $25 off orders of $175 or more just by using the promo code SPORTS at checkout. That's promo code SPORTS, S-P-O-R-T-S, for $25 off. So whether it's game day or just a great dinner, go big with Heartland Steak Company. Order today at heartlandsteakco.com. progressiveinsurance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chev.
On Deck is built to back small businesses like yours. Whether you're buying equipment, expanding your team, or bridging cash flow gaps, On Deck's loans up to $250,000 help make it happen fast. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and earning thousands of five-star Trustpilot reviews, On Deck delivers funding you can count on. Apply in minutes at OnDeck.com. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
You know, you mentioned that the schedule that Ole Miss played last year, and when they played Kentucky at home, they lost last year. The first real team they played. We're kind of in a similar situation here in Arkansas where they haven't played anybody yet, and now they're going to play, you know, obviously a real legit team on Saturday down there. I wonder maybe if you think that works against Arkansas this week.
Well, it definitely worked against Ole Miss last year. I'm not sure about Arkansas, but, you know, even the team mentioned, you know, when we met with some of them in the media day before the season started back in August and asked them, do you wish you had had a little more competition? Now, at the time the schedule was built, Wake Forest was pretty good. I mean, that was 10 years in advance. So you never know with a lot of these schedules, but, you know, they were really bad last year. And so not having a competent team that you faced prior to Kentucky, they kind of rolled the ball out there. You know, nobody really said anything about Kentucky. And by the time Ole Miss looked up, it was 20-17, and it was too late. And so they had an opportunity, you know, late in the game last year and couldn't get the job done. This year, I said going into the game that Ole Miss, a couple of keys to victory, not all of those things came true, but the main one came true for Ole Miss is don't roll the ball out there and expect to win. I didn't think Ole Miss went out there with any type of decision other than go out and win the game. They did not overlook Kentucky at all. And Lane Kiffin even admitted on Monday, whether he meant to or not, that they game planned all week, all summer for Kentucky because they didn't want that to happen, what happened last year. So, and it didn't. And you credit the coaching staff. But, boy, it quickly turned to Arkansas after seeing what Sam Pittman's crew and Bobby Petrino's crew and Taylor Green did to Arkansas State. Now, I don't know what type of team Butch Jones had. I watched the replay. It's obvious that Arkansas had a lot more athletes than Arkansas State. But you have to put it together, and you have to play on the field. And, you know, you hit against each other for a couple of weeks, and I know it's always exciting to go against someone else. So it's one thing to say that they haven't played anybody. But on the flip side, you know, I think Arkansas State had much more of a pulse than some of the teams Ole Miss played last year. So I do think that probably helps Arkansas. But, yeah, having Ole Miss early in the season, normally we don't see this, whether it be Ole Miss and Arkansas play this early in the year. Most of it's in the middle of the season or at the back half. So something else new with this conference schedule.
You touched on Kewon Lacy a little bit earlier. You know, he leads the SEC in rushing yards, rushing touchdowns. And then another stat that I saw in the Ole Miss game notes this week was that he leads college football in the number of missed tackles that he has forced.
Yeah.
How much has he changed the Ole Miss running game this year?
It's turned it on its head, Matt. I mean, it's not even remotely the same. If in butts for candy nuts, we'd all weigh 500 pounds. But, you know, you talk about if you had Kewon Lacy on this team last year, I think the sky was the limit. It was absolutely the deficit of the team. And so having him this year, and it's interesting you say that because in the postgame podcast/video, whatever, that we do after the game, I made mention that it felt like even when Kewon Lacy was hit at the line of scrimmage, he fell forward. Even when he was hit, he kind of rolled off a Kentucky defender to get a yard or two. And in some instances, he would get 10, 12 extra yards just by, you know, running hard. and you know, it's almost like you would be describing someone that looks like, you know, a big bowling ball, someone like a Braylon Russell at Arkansas, but it's not. It's someone that is not very big. He doesn't have a lot of size, and he had 28 carries. You know, I expected that to kind of be split up with he and Logan Diggs and maybe Damian Thomas, but it wasn't. I mean, it was pretty much all it was all Kawan Lacy, and so yeah, that's an interesting stat, and I believe it because as soon as he hits contact, it's not like he goes down, and that was one of the detriments. And one other issue is the underthrown ball that Trey Wallace went up and got that kind of ignited Ole Miss's offense. It led to a touchdown. Kawan Lacy picked up a linebacker or safety or one of the defenders for Kentucky and just pancaked him, and then got on top of him. You know, we didn't see that last year from a running back to be able to block like that. Now, Henry Parrish was pretty good, but of course he was injured in that Arkansas game. That's kind of where Ole Miss kind of went down after that in the second half. Didn't hurt them against Arkansas because the score had already kind of been taken care of. But later on down the road, not having a serviceable running back was huge for Ole Miss down the stretch. Really hurt them against Florida.
Ole Miss fans, summer always changes how I get dressed. When it's 95 degrees in Mississippi and I'm bouncing between the ballpark, the studio, and whatever Ole Miss event is next, I want clothes that are comfortable but don't look like I just rolled out of bed. That's why I've been wearing Quince. Their European linen shirts have become one of my go-to pieces this summer. They're lightweight, breathable, and actually look good whether I'm covering a game or recording a podcast. The thing I like most about Quince is you're getting high-quality essentials without paying luxury brand prices. Their linen shirts and pants start at just $34, and everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they cut out the middlemen and work directly with ethical factories. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
I'm going to ask you a big picture question. You know, Lane Kiffin and Sam Pittman came into these jobs in the same year, and you look back pre-2020, they both had their years that they would love to forget, these two programs. They've had some years where they've spiked and then gone back down. But you look over the course of maybe 25 years, and Arkansas and Ole Miss, I think, were very similar football programs. Why do you think in the last 5-6 years, Ole Miss has gone so much more in one direction than Arkansas has?
It feels like it's been a buy-in from the fan base. A buy-in from this new NIL era. Of course, that doesn't explain all the success early, but I think a lot of it has come in the NIL era with Ole Miss being able to organize with the Grove Collective, working in concert with the university, with head coach Lane Kiffin. I think that's what's given Ole Miss a really nice little spark over the last, 2 or 3 years. But prior to that, I think it was pretty much, I mean, I think Lane Kiffin's a good football coach. I mean, he gets the rap and, you know, he gets on Twitter/X and he kind of goes crazy and he, you know, he's been featured on TikTok and that sort of thing. But I think at the end of the day, he's a really good football coach. And I think being able to surround him with people like Pete Golding, who he was able to acquire from Alabama, has been a great defensive coordinator for Ole Miss. Charlie Weiss Jr., he and Charlie kind of work on calling the plays together from what we understand. And it's been a really nice marriage between Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss fan base. You know, I don't know, you would know more than I, but it feels like there's an influx of enthusiasm with the Arkansas football program this year. Maybe it's because it's early. Maybe it's because we were watching things from afar all summer. But it feels like an additional year into Bobby Petrino's system is just going to to inject more enthusiasm into this offense and to Taylen Green to see, you know, he ran the ball good last week in Arkansas State. I thought he threw it really well, having kind of a nice little influx of receivers to go to. The offensive line kind of took care of him. So I think just from the outside looking in, it feels like there's more support for Sam than I thought there would be, if that makes any sense. I felt like at the end of last year there would be no support at all for Sam Pittman. I don't think that's true, at least from an outsider perspective. And so it feels like the schedule setting up to where you look at this Arkansas schedule, there's some chances down the road. And I think if he can get to 6, get to a bowl game, maybe 7. But to answer your question, I think a couple of things. I think Lane's really good. I think it's a great fit for him and for Ole Miss. But the NIL piece of this has been a huge component because I know there's been some kind of some situations with that NIL collective there in Fayetteville and kind of get some things worked out. And look, I can't say enough about Keith Carter and the director of athletics at Ole Miss. And I'm not taking a shot at Hunter Yurcheck at all, but I know a lot of the problems that I hear that Arkansas has, Ole Miss doesn't have. It's an athletic director that's very vocal. It's out there. He's in the community. He's kind of the man's man in regards to he'll talk to anybody. And I think that's key for Ole Miss because Ole Miss and Arkansas are different universities or different places. And so he's perfect for Ole Miss. I don't know that that would work everywhere, but Keith Carter has been an absolute godsend for this university as a player and then, of course, an administrator in the foundation and now as athletic director. He's an Arkansas guy, by the way, which I thought was interesting in all this. But, yeah, he has been absolutely perfect. He and Jill and his family are absolute, bedrocks in the Oxford community. That's been a lot of the success, too, is he and Dr. Boyce, Chancellor of the University, went and got Lane Kiffin, kind of rolled the dice. But it has been an absolute home run.
Keith Carter from Perryville, Arkansas. To your point, I think people here are excited about Arkansas's offense. I think they're apprehensive about the defense, and I think that they feel like they're going to have to outscore, win a lot of shootouts to have a good season this year. And a lot of people thinking that this Ole Miss game is really kind of like the early gauge for this Arkansas team. Brad, let's get you out of here on this. And this is a question real out of left field, so bear with me for a second. There's a lot of talk here, and you're real familiar with Arkansas. You've got ties here about War Memorial this week.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, they've kind of had to go through this in the past, and this was before you covered the team, but, pulling out of Jackson, pulling out of Memphis, a couple of places where they had strong ties and played games on a semi-routine basis. Based on what you know about what happened at Ole Miss, can you tie any correlation between what happened there and what's potentially happening here with Arkansas and Little Rock and maybe how you think this might go?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's something I've been paying a lot of attention to. Not the last. Ole Miss went to Little Rock in 19, I believe, and then which is the only time I've ever been to a game at War Memorial, and then of course in Fayetteville.
What were your thoughts on War Memorial?
Go ahead.
What were your thoughts on War Memorial? I'm always interested to get people's thoughts who are not people from here who come in and maybe compare this to other stadiums they go to.
It was very outdated at the time. It was kind of raining that night. I don't know if you remember it. I think they had a fake punt or something. Ole Miss wasn't very good. Arkansas wasn't either. Ole Miss ended up winning the game, but I just remember it was, it was really old. And I remember that it was raining and the press box was very stuffy and I couldn't see anything. I actually watched the second half outside because the windows, and this is not, I guess it's not their fault, but the windows were so fogged up, I couldn't see anything. And so, I've heard the stories about the restroom facilities. I've talked to some people that have said through different networks and that sort of thing, a lot of the lines don't work, correctly, whether it be television, radio, streaming, whatever. So there are just some issues. I think there's so many things that are revolved around this from a political standpoint, being in the hub of Little Rock, being there in the hub of the state. What it looks like to me is this was once a great thing to do because of the people in Eastern Arkansas could come to Little Rock, because from Eastern Arkansas all the way to Northwest Arkansas, it's a haul. But at the end of the day, that's where the university is. And the facility in Fayetteville is fantastic. I mean, I was blown away at how nice it was. So I can see why folks, especially Arkansas fans, would kind of shy away from playing a Little Rock. But the location is really good in Little Rock. Tying it into Ole Miss, Ole Miss played its last game at Veterans Memorial, I think against VMI in 1996 or 1997. That was under Coach Tommy Tuberville. And so they elected to stop that because the stadium just couldn't handle what it needed to handle from a press standpoint, from a television standpoint, and the government was not going to put any money in it. At the time, I think the state owned the stadium. Very similar to War Memorial, I think the state owns it as well. And I saw the letter from Governor Sanders. I appreciate what she's doing. I like Governor Sanders a lot, but I don't know that she truly believes that stadium is up to code to host a Southeastern Conference game. And so if she does, I encourage her to please go tour it, because it wasn't from my standpoint. And so if they influx $500,000, maybe $1 million into getting it up to code, maybe play a game every couple of years there. But my stance is university is in Fayetteville. That's where they should play their home games. And I'm the same way with Ole Miss, Mississippi State. You know, they played games in Jackson as well. Back then, there was no television. I mean, there was radio coverage, and that was it. And the central hub of Mississippi was where a large population was living. Now they live in Columbus. They live in Tupelo. They live in Northwest Mississippi. They live in Oxford. And so Tupelo area. So they're all over the state. And it just, from a geographic standpoint, it just didn't work like it used to. So I actually see where it would be a positive for the state of Arkansas because it's absolutely centrally located. But in order for them to continue to play there, I think they need to invest a substantial amount of money to get it up to code because, quite frankly, Matt, it's just not. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the nostalgia of it because I got to go to a place to where Miracle on Markham was. I got to go to a place to where the hit in which, Quinn Groby – went left in 1989. He was hit by Chauncey Goblin at the goal line. Ole Miss won the game in 1990, for the first time, I think, forever. Ron Dickerson, who would eventually coach with Houston Nutt at Arkansas, then came to Ole Miss. He was the running back on that play. So that, as a kid, I always watched those highlights. So being able to go back to a place like a war memorial was really cool for me. I said the same thing about Legion Field, where Alabama played a lot of its away games. Obviously, all those games are on campus now, and that's not even UAB Stadium anymore. I love what I think Chuck Barrett, and I may be wrong on this, but I talked, or at least I heard something from someone that covers the program. If I was wrong about Chuck, forgive me. But I think he said it best when he said, those memories are incredible, and they're wonderful to think about, but those are memories, and it's okay to let them go and appreciate what we had, but now move on. And that's kind of where I am with those type stadiums. I can't envision Ole Miss ever going to Jackson, unless the state of Arkansas decides to inject an influx of money and staffing into the stadium in Little Rock. I think it's time to move this to Northwest Arkansas.
Do the Ole Miss people, do they miss Jackson?
No, they don't. Yeah,
that's kind of what I think. And, you know, you probably make the same Alabama, Legion Field, like you said. I think all these programs that at some point they realized that it was in their best interest to leave these stadiums. Brad, we'll end the conversation there. It was good talking to you this week.
Thanks, man.
All right, Brad Logan.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that. Also, the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D @yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
At Walden University, we get the W. We're not here to have our hands held. We're here to lend ours. Because we want to create positive change on the world around us. And Walden University teaches us the skills to make it happen on our time. Now, it's your time. Learn the skills, make an impact, get the W. Walden University. Set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chef.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.